On the line now, I have Sinn Féin TD, Aengus O'Snoghe. Good morning, Aengus.
Good morning, how are you?
Thanks very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about the decision to grant permission for Moore Street. It's mind-boggling, as you said in the press release. Just give the listeners a little history about the Moore Street site.
Well, Moore Street, most people in Dublin, but most people who know Dublin at all would know Moore Street kind of and its market and its history. And in recent years, well, in recent decades, it's been allowed into dereliction and it's fallen into disuse in many ways. And kind of the properties there are mainly held by a company called Hammersons. Hammersons is an English company that mainly those shopping centres and shopping malls and the likes in England has been under financial pressures in recent times, and they had a number of plans in place over the years to develop this into a shopping mall, and the latest ones they submitted late last year, kind of looking to change, basically to knock a lot of the area, change some of the roads, and to have office blocks and fancy shops built on what we would regard as a key area of Dublin's history. So the change fundamentally away from what it was and what would be, if you want, quintessentially Dublin. So what we have at the moment could be saved, could be restored, and used kind of to promote Dublin in the future, but also create an area where people could live and work in.
Yeah, and as you said, most people in Dublin will be well aware of the history of Moore Street, and most people will disagree with anything being done to it. You know, that's going to destroy some of the history there, you know.
Yeah, something has to be done to it, and everybody accepts that.
Yeah.
And kind of the main aspect of the those of us who are campaigning to save Moore Street is that it be saved, as in the frontage of the buildings that exist, that it would stay as was, so that it capture what was Dublin for many people, kind of the Moore Street market. Also the buildings that are there, the terrace in particular in Moore Street, kind of which was so central to the escape of the volunteers from the GPO who came down Moore Lane and went into the buildings and kind of held out there for 2 days, that be captured and retained, and people would understand the history and be able to learn that history. And then all of the lanes, cobblestones on the lanes, people be aware of and how the streets and the buildings and all kind of were kind of an old Dublin, kind of with small, very, very narrow lanes, and that's how people's businesses and that operate at the time. Whereas if you build kind of a shopping centre, shopping mall or that on top of it, you lose that and you lose it forever. We have an opportunity, I believe, that the state can step in, or even Hammers themselves, if they embrace it, which I can't see them doing, have an opportunity to do that, and they didn't, and they still haven't, and they're pursuing this planning application, which will destroy much of that area for forever. Basically, not for future generations, just forever, because you can't and you wouldn't rebuild it if you had a greenfield site. This is a site in the heart of Dublin which can capture for Dubliners and tourists alike kind of what it meant and what it means to be a Dubliner.
And now this isn't just a protest. You and other campaigners have set out alternatives. You actually have plans that
yeah,
can embrace the history.
I produced legislation to try and get the area designated as a cultural centre. It passed kind of its second stage in the Dáil unanimously, so kind of it's not just me as a Sinn Féin member who has this type of vision that the area be an area which would attract kind of culture, history, artists and the like. And that they be facilitated through all of these buildings, but also the Moore Street Preservation Trust have put together a vision very similar to my own, but kind of architectural drawings and pictures of how this could look, how a restoration and a preservation of the street and the streetscape could look into the future, how jobs will be created which could be sustainable well into the future, and that the existing jobs, so some of the local shops there, they're all at risk. The established butchers and the likes of that, there's some other businesses just come and go, but that you can have a lively shopping street again, rather than just trying to mimic kind of shopping centres and shopping malls that happen all around the world, that this will be essentially Dublin, and that it wouldn't be just kind of for shopping, it wouldn't just be the market, that you'd have people living in the street and also working in the street once again.
And the dealers there, this new plan, it aims to get rid of the dealers that we've all known, that I've known all my life.
Well, basically, because the dealers have, because of COVID, a lot of them have been forced off the street. Because of Dublin City Council not renewing licences for many years, kind of some of them been whittled away, and then now they were facing, because Hammerson sought a 15-year planning permission, they were facing a building site for 15 years. Thankfully, they didn't even get that, but they shouldn't have got anything. There's no guarantee that the street market could survive, or even the shops on that street could survive while the building work would go, which would kill them off altogether. And we have no guarantee that the street traders, as they are, could continue trading now or into the future when Hammerson's get their way and build their new fancy shops and office blocks.
Yeah, and I noticed here that our Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, when he was in opposition, he didn't want any destruction of Moore Street.
No, well, the legislation I produced was based on Dara O'Brien's original legislation, which he put to the Shannon. The Shannon accepted that at the time in 2015. Everybody welcomed it, all political parties. So when Dara O'Brien was made Minister for Housing, Local Government and Heritage, all of us who are campaigners expected him kind of to follow through on the commitment he was given while he was in the Shannon. Thus far, he hasn't taken any step to try and protect the street, to try and prevent Hammerson from going along with this. In fact, it's probably the opposite, because his department is the one that has to give licences for any of the building works that would happen near the buildings which are designated a national monument, which was number 14 to 17 Moore Street. They're already designated. We want the whole street to be designated thus, so that the department could control what type of building work. But he didn't do that. He was asked to do it on many occasions. He hasn't engaged with the relatives of the leaders of 1916 or others for that matter. He's remained aloof from it and said that this was a matter for the planning authorities. And I believe, and so do many others, that this is such a central importance that the Minister of Heritage, which Dara O'Brien is, kind of has a duty for the nation to step in and try and save this street for future generation, and then what the vision he had when he produced his legislation in the Shannon, so that we have this saved for future generations.
Okay, I just want to talk about Umbar Planal here for a couple of minutes, because I'm talking to a local councillor, John Lyons, later on in the show, and about local housing developments. And one of those developments was, it's an overruling by Umbar Planal to a decision made by DCC, and they've overruled it and they're going ahead with what the local community don't want built. It seems to be Umbar Planal. They do this a lot, overruling decisions.
Yeah, well, in this case, we haven't got to the Umbar Planal in terms of Moore Street, so we would expect as many people to submit, those who submitted at the earlier stage, objections. But there is a problem with Umbar Planal obviously they're if you want a law unto themselves. But we've seen that there is a problem because communities and retailers and other businesses have taken made objections to and brought Plan Ála about different developments in their areas over the years, and the board panel seems to make up its own mind. It overturns many of the decisions which the local authority has made, which is based on zonings and that. But the key, if you want, thing that I've noticed in recent years is how many communities have been successful with judicial review after on board Plan Ála fines in favour of some development or other. And so that suggests to me that they're not making the proper decision. If you can go to court afterwards and point out that they didn't do their job right, where Umbord Plan Ála has ignored the zonings set down by Dublin City Council, has ignored the right to light in some cases where kind of the buildings they're allowed to be built are kind of too high, too bulky, or that they've just blatantly went against the wishes or the future of people living in an area, and have ignored what government seems to be intending to do in many cases. And the government had changed the system for big developments so that many of the developments happening in Dublin now bypassed the local authority and went straight to Umbord Plan Ála, the strategic housing development. It will finish, or the applications are now finished, but kind of the consequence of that will hit us for years. And that was to allow unfit buildings to be built, kind of where the government was saying, yes, we'll bypass the local authority and allow kind of buildings which aren't suitable for areas or appropriate for areas may get the go-ahead from Umbord Plan Ála, and Umbord Plan Ála seems to give those decisions quite regularly, yeah. Unsuitable buildings for local areas.
Yeah, they seem to go against what the local communities want, and that applies to Moore Street as well. And I believe there's a Save Moore Street protest coming up. Is it this Saturday, Angus? Do you know?
This Saturday on 3 o'clock. Kind of, we're hoping that people will gather in Moore Street, kind of obviously socially distanced and compliant with COVID. But just to make the protest about the decision by Dublin City Council planners to allow this to go ahead, and encourage those people to weigh in behind those of us who will be making submissions to Umbord Plan Ála, and in particular demanding that Umbord Plan Ála give an oral hearing on this one so that we can see in full public view kind of the material that we have to object, kind of that would be debated by them in public view, and I think that would be useful for everybody to see, and they'll understand fully the need for Moore Street to be saved, and a vision kind of to revitalise it and revitalise it quickly. So Moore Street Saturday at 3 o'clock, if people are free, they can join us there.
Okay, that's this Saturday coming, 3 o'clock. Is there anything you'd like to add, Angus?
No, well, I'd other than to commend all of those who thus far have attended protests and campaigned with us on this. This has been a long fight. People have gone to the High Court and have won major legal battles, and kind of we seem to be back facing those legal battles again. But first of all, we will try and ensure that Umbord Plan Ála comes out with the right decision for once. It's very rare, but it might happen in this case, and kind of we will let people know on Saturday and via the Facebooks and that, in particular the Moore Street Preservation Trust. If people are looking for information, they can go on the Facebook and get the information from them.
Okay, Angus, once again thanks very much for taking the call, and I hope this campaign is successful, because it is what the people want. So thanks very much for taking the call.
No problem at all. Thank you.
Thank you.